The glories of Prabodhini Ekadasi, or Uttan Ekadasi, are described in the Skanda Puran, conversation between Brahma and Narada Muni. Narada Muni said, "O best of sages, please listen to the glories of Uttan Ekadasi, which destroys all one's sinful reactions, increases one's piety, and awards liberation. O best among Brahmins, the supremacy of Ganga was intact as long as Uttan Ekadasi, which burns all one's sins into ashes, did not manifest in this world. The influence of the lakes and oceans' piety was matchless as long as Uttan Ekadasi did not manifest. The result one obtains by performing 1,000 horse sacrifices and 100 Rajasuya sacrifices. 100 Rajasuya sacrifices can easily be obtained by observing this Ekadasi." After hearing Brahma's words, Narada said, "Father, please tell me what is the merit for one who eats only once a day? What if he eats taking food in the evening after sunset? And what benefit does he get by completely fasting?" Brahma replied, "If one eats only once a day, then all the sinful reactions of his one lifetime is destroyed. If he eats only after sunset, then the sinful reactions of two lifetimes are destroyed. By fasting completely, one destroys sinful reactions of seven lifetimes." So that's good. Seven for one. "Oh dear son, this Uttan Ekadasi awards everything that is unseen, undesired, and rare within the worlds." That's interesting. Everything you don't want, you'll get. And everything you've never seen, you'll see. "The Ekadasi burns to ashes grave sins as big as Mandara Mountain. O lion among sages, if a person accumulates any piety on this day of Ekadasi, then he obtains the results equal to Sumeru Hill. In the body of those who do not pray to the Lord, who are fallen from their vows, atheistic, who blaspheme the Vedas, who pollute religious scriptures, who enjoy another's wife and are not, who are foolish, the religious principles cannot remain. One should not indulge in sinful activities, but should engage in pious activities. If one is inclined towards pious activities, his religious principles are not destroyed. For one who confidently follows the vow of Uttan Ekadasi, the sinful reactions of his 100 lifetimes are vanquished. If one remains awake on the night of Uttan Ekadasi, then the past, present, and future generations of his family return to Vishnuloka." So, you'll see all your relatives up there. Like it or not. "A person who does not observe the vow of Ekadasi and Kartik and does not worship Vishnu has all his accumulated piety destroyed. O best of the Brahmanas, one should certainly worship Vishnu and Kartik. If one eats foodstuffs cooked by himself in the month of Kartik, he obtains the result of a Chandrayana Brat," which means 15 days fasting from Purnima to Amavasya. You take one less bite each day. "If one engages in hearing and chanting Vishnu Kutta and Kartik, he attains the results of donating 100 cows. By regularly studying the scriptures, one achieves the result of performing 1,000 sacrifices. A person who hears Hari Kutta and gives dakshin to the speaker, according to his capacity, goes to the eternal abode of the Lord." Narada Muni said, "O Lord, explain to me the process for observing Ekadasi." Brahma Pitamaha said, O best of the twice born, one should rise early in the morning during Brahma Muhurt. And after washing his mouth and taking bath, he should worship Keshav. Then he should take a vow while chanting the mantra as follows. I will fast on a day of Ekadasi and I will eat only on a day of Dwadashi. And even then, after sunset. That's an addition here. O Pundrikaksha, O Achyuta, I surrender unto you. Please protect me. One should happily observe the vow of Ekadashi. So everyone's smiling.
Yes,
yes. Smile, smile. One should happily observe the vow of Ekadashi with devotion. And at night, one should sleep tightly in his bed. I think it's a misprint. It said at night, one should remain awake near Lord Vishnu. While remaining awake at night, one should hear and chant the transcendental qualities of the Lord. One should give up all kinds of greediness on a day of Ekadashi. So then you shouldn't open your shop if you're in Agarwal. That means close your shop today, because otherwise you're going to be very greedy. Any pious person who follows these instructions attains the spiritual world. Rama continued, if one worships Janardhan with Kadamba flowers, he doesn't go to Yamaloka. If he worships Vishnu with rose flowers in Kartik, he gets liberation. Haribo. If one worships the Lord with Bokul and Ashok flowers, he becomes free from lamentation as long as the sun and the moon rise in the sky. Well, that's quite a while. If one worships Vishnu with Sami leaves, he escapes the punishment of Yamaraj, whatever they are. If one worships Vishnu with Chapak flowers during the rainy season, that's already gone, he doesn't take rebirth. And if he offers yellow-colored Ketiki flowers to Vishnu, then all his sinful reactions accumulated from millions of lifetimes are destroyed. So obviously, what is a Ketiki flower? If one offers red-colored, fragrant, 100-petal lotus flowers to Lord... of course, they're very readily available. If you can do that, then you've already achieved perfection. And if you do that and offer to Lord Jagannath, if they let you in a temple, if you're not from the West, then he returns to Shwetadweep, if you want to go there. Oh, best of the Brahmins. One should remain awake on the night of Ekadasi. On the day of Dwadasi, one should worship Vishnu and complete his vow by feeding the Brahmanas, which is going on. According to one's ability, if one worships his spiritual master and gives him charity, then the Supreme Lord becomes pleased with him. This is from Hari Bhakti Vilash, Uttan Ekadasi. By observing Nirjal Brat and Jagran, one destroys mental, physical, and vocal sins of 1,000 lives and attains liberation. All holy places all holy places reside in the observer of Uttan Ekadasi Brat. One attains imperishable merit from any charity, austerity, or sacred baths done on this day. That means Akshay Punya. Punya means merit, or Akshay Sukriti. So if we took bath and sunrise and were fasting and giving donations, and so much good Sukriti comes in our life, into our chitta. By offering a row of ghee lamps before the deity, one goes to the spiritual world. So we can all contribute to that row of ghee lamps, and all of us together can go to the spiritual world. Or, if you prefer, I alone will offer the row of ghee lamps, and I will go to the spiritual world and say bye-bye to all of you. But if you want to join me, then you can each put your one in the line and make the row. Deep Avali. As Avali means row of, series of, or group of. So we'll do that. One should offer the deity varieties of flowers and fruits. So some devotees intelligently bought fruits and flowers. argya, which means water for washing the hands, camphor, kunkum, and argya, water in a conch, which will do. By observing jagran, one gives great pleasure to Sri Krishna and liberates 10,000 generations of his family, past, present, and future. Future? It's interesting. One who bathes at sunrise, offers a ghee lamp, and observes jagran, and worships Tulsi, attains liberation and siddhadeha. So we'll also all offer some ghee to Tulsi also, as we already bathed at sunrise. Right? What did he say? One who bathes at sunrise, offers ghee lamp, which we did to Damodar this morning, and offers jagran, and observes jagran, and worships Tulsi, which we'll do, attains liberation and a siddhadeha, which means spiritual body. One should pass the night singing, dancing, and playing musical instruments for the pleasure of Giridhari and Radharani. One should offer a Kanda deep, I think it's going on, yeah. And ghee lamp, that's one thing. And ghee lamp every 3 hours, which we'll do at 9 o'clock. 9, 12, 3, and 6. First boga, which we can get ready. Some fruits or one sweet. Offer sandalwood pulp and water in a conch shell as argya to the deity. Offer artik, incense, ghee lamp, water in a conch shell, napkin, pardon. Offer fruits and give gifts to the deity and brahmanas on the day, which is today, which we did. Gave some fruits to God this morning. Worship the Supreme Lord joyously, with enthusiasm, and no laziness. Joyously, with enthusiasm, and no laziness, which we were lecturing about today. Offer obeisances to the deities and circumambulate them, which we'll do. In this case, it means we'll be circumambulating Govardhan Hill. Giriraj Prikamala Ki. Recite Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna's Bali Leela, and read Srimad Bhagavatam, Gajendra Moksha, and then there's no rebirth. So, we may do that. Read the Krishna's Bali Leela. Then tomorrow, Shukla Paksha Dwadasi, breaking Kartik. One should break fast, dedicating his breath to Sri Krishna, bathe at sunrise, worship the deity and Tulsi Devi with water from different holy places. That's easy, Radhakund water. Mix with Chandan. Feed Brahmanas sweet rice, yogurt, honey, fried rice, gaur, ladus, etc. Offer the Brahmanas all the foods that you fasted from during Kartik, bread and Chaturmasya, spinach, milk, over sandalwood paste, fragrant flowers to the Brahmanas, give money, gifts, shoes, umbrellas.